In 1923, hotel magnate E.M. Statler opened his newest and most luxurious hotel on Buffalo's Niagara Square as the place for Buffalonians to see and be seen. For the ensuing 50 years, that is the role that the Statler Hotel played in the Queen City, until this architectural grand dame slowly lost her luster and her gold revolving doors stopped turning. However, this holiday season, there is a breath of fresh and vibrant air reinvigorating the Statler Hotel, compliments of current owner Mark Croce and his New Year's Eve ice ball.
Well, the ice ball is going to be the most fabulous party that Buffalo's ever seen. We say of this century, because we're already in this century.
Working to prepare for the ice ball, Croce moves through the hotel's multi-level lobby like a focused commando. Between stops and starts at multiple renovation areas, he reviews construction concerns and answers contractors' questions. The man even stops to push a high lift machine up a ramp. And all the while, this multitasking master never stops reviewing and inspecting the drywall, concrete, paint, and flooring work going on everywhere around him in preparation for this very special New Year's Eve celebration.
A lot of the things that we've done have taken it up a couple of notches from maybe decades of neglect, so when people come in and out, they're going to be wowed to death.
Croce, his staff, and an army of 150 contractors have been working 7 days a week for almost 6 months in order to give Buffalonians a one-of-a-kind Statler New Year's Eve event.
So the lower level where Rendezvous is, that's going to be a nightclub with a DJ spinning the best tunes from 70s, 80s, and 90s, and all the current dance music down in our lower level. We'll have music throughout the lobby. We'll have the five different bands in all the different ballrooms. We'll have a giant food station on this level, another food station on the mezzanine level, a big bar set up on the mezzanine, six different bars set up down here. It's going to be a night to remember. Open bar, all you can eat food, great desserts, coffee station at the end of the night, great entertainment, a lot of great people, no problems, no hassles.
Croce explains that he and his crew will be working right up until the last minute on New Year's Eve to make the Statler a picture-perfect backdrop, suitable for the elegance of his ice ball soiree.
A lot of people call and ask, is it black tie? It's not black tie, but we tell people dress to impress, because it's going to try to bring back that era and that aura of, you know, grandeur and sophistication. But, you know, black tie is not necessary, but we would like to see people, you know, maybe throw on a sport coat or, you know, throw on some of their best duds and come out for a great time.
Dave Polito is a Western New Yorker who, during the 1970s, worked for a Buffalo company that decorated the Statler for special events. He also attended parties and social gatherings at the hotel in its heyday.
It was, frankly, the place to be in Buffalo.
Polito easily recalls his Statler memories and the very special elements that set the hotel apart.
Its elegance at the time, it just was something special. You walked in, and they've recreated it now. You walk into the place, and you're met with gold and chandeliers, and it was just something special. Next to City Hall was probably the prime focal point of downtown, and you drove by it with a certain amount of reverence, and when you were included in an event there, it was something special.
Another Western New Yorker with a special New Year's Eve Statler connection is Steve Poland. In 2009, Poland ran the last public event at the hotel before it was boarded and closed. It was a New Year's Eve party that he also dubbed the Ice Ball.
I think it's great that it's happening again. I'm dying to see what Croce has done to the Statler. I've heard amazing things, and I'm glad that someone like Croce purchased it. He's definitely the man that needed to take on this project.
Mark Croce also agrees that he is the perfect person to restore the Statler Hotel to its former grandeur, noting his hospitality and construction backgrounds, his established parking access, his already existing team of 300 employees, and a strong vision for developing the Statler that he calls magic. Enhancing his magic is the $4 million of his own money that Croce has put into Statler renovations to date. He considers the cost an investment in the community that he calls home.
I love Buffalo. You know, I live in Buffalo. I'm raising my children in Buffalo. I have one. I have a second on the way, and Buffalo's very important to me. I've lived here all my life.
When the last strains of the New Year's Auld Lang Syne are but faint echoes in the Statler's historic marble hallways, Croce already knows how he will assess the Ice Ball's success.
People come and have a great time, that we have no problems, that everybody gets home safely, that everybody raves about the beauty and the grandeur and the stature of the place, that people rave about the food, that they're enthralled with the entertainment, that they leave here shaking my hand saying, thank you. Thank you for saving this building, because I've heard it 1,000 times, and I expect to hear it 3,000 times on New Year's Eve.
With this New Year's Ice Ball celebration, E.B. Statler's gracious hotel and the people of Buffalo will once again be connected in a vibrant relationship. Very special old acquaintances who, thanks to E.B. Statler and his newfound partner Mark Croce, will not be forgot and always brought to mind. I'm Christina Apt for WBFO News.